Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rabat, and my co-host for this evening, Noaman Panjbaya. I hope everyone is well. I hope everyone is doing good this Saturday afternoon. I wonder how your weekend has been. You know, some people have different types of weekends. Some people have very relaxed weekends. Some people have very busy weekends. Some people's weekends are busy due to work. Some people's weekends are busy due to visiting many places and going to different places. You know, I often speak to the Maktab children in Madrasa and I ask them on the Monday afternoon that what did you do for the weekend, and some give a response, man, I was bored, man, I had nothing to do, I was just with my friends. And very commonly and very often do you hear from children, Moana, I went to this mall and I went to that mall and I went to this mall and I went to that mall. And they give you the whole itinerary of the entire weekend from Friday night. And they name for you every food restaurant which they visited in the weekend. And they tell you, Moana, this whole weekend is only about eating out. Friday night we were here, Saturday night we were there, Sunday night we were there. And then you sit back and you think to yourself, do people actually take rest during the weekend? So is the weekend just a continuation of a busy life, only in a different way? One is busy during doing work during the week, and the other being busy, Indians would say, gallivanting during the weekend. And then it also differs between the ages. You know, you have the younger ones, their interest and their passions for the weekend is different to the parents and maybe the elder brothers or elder sisters. But you do have those things which are common in the entire family, like going out to eat, the whole family will go out to eat, unless now you eat that prime of your life and you're in your very teenage youth years, between, I'm saying, maybe between 15 to the age of 20, and now it's all about the friends, you know. So the weekends is forget the family, haha, never ever. If I'm going out, I'm going out with my friends. If we're going for a movie, I'll never go with my father or whatever it is. I'm not saying movies are halal, but I'm just saying this is how the youth think today. And then I think till about the age of 12 or 13, parents, some, not all, but some parents actually have time with their children over the weekend. Yeah, so you can tell us about your weekend thus far. What have you done? What has been interesting in your weekend? Perhaps what could be different about your weekend? You know, I used to tell my maktab children, okay, I got this plan for this weekend. That sometimes you have like 4 or 5 weekends planned in a row. So last week they asked me, tell me, Molana, normally you have things planned. What's your plan for the next long weekend? And I said, okay, I don't have anything planned, but I know I want to do something interesting and do something fun, and I also want to relax. I just need some time alone at home. And I posed this question to them and I told them that your house is your fort. And we were using the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-safaru qit'atun min al-'adhab." The traveling is a portion from adab and punishment. So what message you could get out of there is, wherever you go, 5-star, 10-star, whatever it is, the home is the best place to be. And unfortunately, nowadays in society, people don't want to be at home. People don't like to be at home. The moment they get any opportunity, they want to run out. And that's the question I ask. Why? Is your house not your fort, a place of security, a place of comfort? Yes, at times you can't spend all the time at home. You want to go out and see. But some people don't want to spend no time at home. They just want to get out of the house. And why is that? As a Muslim, as a believer in the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our vision and our thoughts and our thinking pattern should be that we should want to be more at home than out of the house. Why? Because the moment you are out of the house, you are exposed to more fitna, you are exposed to more trials, and you are exposed to more sin. And I'm not saying we have to become very hardcore and very strict and very dry and we have to only stay at home, but I'm saying we've lost that sense of a home. We have houses, we don't have homes, and we have to see how we have to try to build that as a complete unit, the father, the mother, the elders, the seniors, sometimes the grandparents in the house, as well as the young children. We have to accommodate everyone. We can't only do boring stuff and expect our children to like it. At the same time, we can only do stuff the children like because parents will get bored. So we have to have a bit of both, and we have to see that how we can inculcate such a lifestyle which will create a beautiful, peace-loving home, inshallah. So you can tell us what you're doing for your weekend, and how has your weekend been different. Perhaps there's something just really special about this weekend for you. Maybe there's a wedding in the family, maybe someone close to you is getting married, or maybe you've gone somewhere which you want to share with us. 48855, or you can interact with us via our WhatsApp platform 072-786-1548. It is the Nizam Hour, and if you wish to come live on air to share your talent, the number to dial 011-854-1548. It gives me great pleasure to welcome my co-host, Brother Norman Panjbhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafiz Yusuf, just listening to you about going out, and it just hit the nail on the head.
Oh, so are you going to be our first customer for the evening? Are you going to tell us what's so special about your weekend?
Alhamdulillah, yeah, you know, it's when you talk about going out with friends, and I was like, hey, Hafiz Yusuf is going to get me into trouble here, not going out with close family, going out with friends, so I'm going to be in trouble.
Yes, you know, I did. I was in the masjid for Asr Salah, and that I saw your father, and I was like, I'm going to just spy this Norman out. Where is he going with the friends?
I think the others that maybe I must have told them that, you know, I thought I might be at, looking around.
Yeah, you know, Norman, I don't know, what do you feel about my comments earlier, speaking about people not want to be at home most of the time? Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah,
I'm saying that early on I was mentioning that many people today do love to go out, and there's no problem with it, but a lot of people just don't want to be at home at all. The moment the weekend comes, from the beginning of the weekend, from Friday night till Sunday night, they want to be out of the house. No one really wants to stay at home and enjoy their house.
No. Hey, that would be a bit of a, quite a finicky statement, because my parents might be listening, and they're going to be like, you know, they just want to be out of the house. But no. It's like, you know, it was just planned like for today. But weekends just work, and, you know, it's quite a busy weekend. Weekdays are quite busy also. So, yeah, we try to balance it out, you know, rest it out, work. Go out, yeah, so it's all balanced. I mean, Yusuf, you're quite pious, and so, you know, you won't go out a lot.
No, I wasn't talking about you, Norman. I was just saying generally, you know, like with my Muktab students, I asked them on a Monday afternoon, after the weekend, I asked them, like, how did you spend your weekend, you know, and majority of them give you an itinerary of their past weekend, where you get the feeling that they were hardly at home, you know, and this is trending now in society, where people don't like to be at home on weekends. I'm talking about the youth. Even parents, the mothers have come to a level nowadays where they don't want to cook on weekends. Totally. The kitchen is closed. So, I'm saying that, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, you know, your house is your home, and this is your fort. This is the place you should be spending a lot of your time, if not most of your time. And I'm getting this feeling, so I'm asking, do you agree with me that this is happening nowadays in society, or is it just me that's been very fussy and very picky when it comes to things like this?
So, that's extremely true what you're saying, that on weekends, you know, from Friday night, and most of the homes also got it set up, like, you know, they've got like a dining table of what they're going to cook at. So weekends is like kitchen is closed, and you know, Saturday we'll be eating this, Sunday we'll be eating this, and that, and those that are with me are all nodding their heads and like approving of the fact. I think they all fall in that category.
And, you know, you're talking about the timetable. I know some families used to have a standard Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening used to be a curry kitchen day. Do Indian families still have that routine?
Some families do, not my family, because most of us are out and fussy foodies, fussy eaters in our home. So my mother has to, like, you know, just to make different deals for different individuals. But most of the homes also, like, you know, at campus, they also mentioned it. They say, you know what, today it's set, we're going to have talent highest ready tonight, steak and this. So it's like set out.
Mm. It's set out according to your needs and your desires. But you know, I'm also like, my family doesn't have that routine generally of the curry khichdi, and I know some have. I'm just trying to think about it. Also, there's one that's special on a Monday that the people normally have. I can't recall at the moment. I know, okay, by and large across the board, people do have a rice dish on Friday, and I think that tradition is still stayed with South Africans.
Gee.
I don't know. And what's your favorite rice dish, Norman? Just
mentioning about rice. Yeah. Actually, like rice, you know, I'm quite tired of the. I'm not a fan of rice, but roti, naan would do. Bread also, like, you know, bread would be fine. but rice is not a big issue.
I see you exactly like my maktab students. You know, on Friday afternoon, people must be thinking I'm wasting time in the maktab, but this exercise takes me like 5 minutes. I just give it a round up in the class and I ask them, okay, like 3 hours Friday, what y'all eat? And you'll be surprised. You know, I have 11 students in my class. Majority of them don't even have rice on a Friday. And then they'll come with food like, Mona, we had pizza, we had chicken, we had pasta. And I'm like, y'all know it's Friday. They say, yeah. So I say, do y'all know, like, everybody eats like rice on Friday. They're like, no, we don't eat rice. We don't like rice. I think, Norman, you should fit perfectly in my maktab class.
I mean, this is my theory is that rice makes you sleepy.
Is it?
So maybe for those that, you know, like attending my madrasa, and that I'm fully on their side. If the mulana in madrasa is going to tell you feeling sleepy, like, you know what, my mother gave me rice, so it's pizza and it will keep them awake.
Okay, now I understand why every Friday afternoon after that Dalian rice or after that biryani or after the curry kitchi, you just want to sleep. So that's Norman's theory, that rice makes you sleepy. Do you agree or not? You're live on the Nizam Hour. The number to dial, 011-854-1548. We're talking food at the moment. We're talking about your household in your home. Any comments, any suggestions, any feedback you'd like to give us, you can interact with us via our WhatsApp platform 072-786-1548, or you can interact with us via our SMS line 48855. But the ultimate and what we're actually looking for is the caller, 011-854-1548. It is the Nizam Hour. It's your voice, your talent, and it's definitely your time to shine. It's 20 minutes past the hour 5. We have our first caller. Norman, are you ready to take the caller?
Let's take our caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Rumaysa.
Rumaysa, mashallah. Rumaysa, where are you calling us from?
Sitas.
From Sitas. Oh, okay. Rumaysa, you're not in Robertson today?
No.
No, why?
I'm by my daddy today.
Oh, today you're by your daddy, not by your nanny, right?
Mm.
And what are you going to have for supper today?
I don't know.
You don't know. Can I come for supper?
Please.
Okay, I'm going to come for supper with Hafiz Yusuf. Hafiz Yusuf, we're talking about food, but Rumaysa doesn't know what she's going to have for supper. Should we go to her place or must we wait for another day?
Rumaysa, when we come, we want special chicken tikka.
Okay.
Are you going to make the chicken tikka? Okay, jazakumullah. What are you going to do for us, Rumaysa?
I'm going to sing a nizam.
What nizam are you going to sing for us?
Sala al-Badru.
Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
Sala al-Badru al-Hamisariyatid wada. سأل البدر علينا مثاليات الوداع وجاء البدر علينا مثاليات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا مثاليات الوداع.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. رميسة, and what do you want our engineer to play for you?
كن أنت.
Kun Anja, okay, inshallah, we were going to play that for you. And if not, which other one should we play for you?
Hmm?
Which other nasheed would you want us to play for you?
Meranabi.
Meranabi, okay, inshallah, we're engineer, brother, Zayn will play that for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, inshallah. Jazakallah for your phone, Rumaysa.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ajib.
I'm talking about the kitchen being closed, and then I just got a WhatsApp now saying the kitchen is closed on the weekend, even if we don't go out. I don't know how this works, but I don't know, maybe it's just maybe crispy and bread or...
No, I think those are the families that prefer to get the food delivered to their house. So they're like the debonairs, the Pizza Hut guys. You know, I'll share with you, I'm interested in that. Often, My wife loves of Pizza Hut. You know, sometimes late, you know, you get the chocolate pizza, Norman. So sometimes, you know, it's about 8 or half past 8, and I think about it, and I say, okay, well, let's give them a call. And I phone Pizza Hut in Indonesia, and they're about to close up, and you can hear from the guy's tone and, while he's speaking to you on the phone. He's like, and I tell him, okay, I want to place order for delivery. He's like, ooh, where you stay? And the moment I tell him extension 11B, he tells me, let me just ask the driver, and he speaks to the driver, and the driver tells him, no, it's too late and dangerous to go to that area at night. So some might disagree, some might not say it's a very dangerous area at night. Or maybe it's just his excuse, because he knows by the time he comes back, it will be over his working hours. So that's his excuse generally. You phone them, they say, it's too late to come out to extension 11B. I don't know, do they give you the same treatment in 11A, Norman?
Maybe because it's closer to the mall.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
And I think maybe because we got shares also throughout all the restaurants. So, yeah, we get first preference.
We get first preference. We got a message coming saying, yeah, Salam, Saturday supper is big in our house. Today we're having coated fish with chips and butter sauce, alhamdulillah. This listener is really making us less for supper tonight. You know, you do have some parents who don't close the kitchens for the weekend, and they do make the weekend an event in the house. We're not only with their immediate family that stay in the house, but the family stay with the house, but they invite the immediate family, like maybe the father's brothers or the mother's brothers and sisters or the grandparents, and a Saturday evening is a night for everyone to come together. And you know, some make it a braai, some make it a fish night. You know, nowadays it's all about fish, the prawns and the some have the calamari, and you know, they have the king club, and they have all the different types of fish with the butter sauce and the piri piri sauce and the Kashmiri sauce. And I know Norman's drooling right now. He's like,
sure.
Stop now. I mean, how much can you do? You know, yesterday, you know, I was emceeing in the program, so I'm telling them, I use the parable and I use the analogy of the program in the context of a tower. So I'm telling them, brothers, understand where we are tonight. Like, you know, like your restaurant, which restaurant? It's just not the normal Acolytes or anything. You're in a Dega, or you're in Callisto's, or in one of the top restaurants, you know. So I'm telling them, you're in the house of Allah. Then I'm telling them, understand what's on the menu tonight. So I told them, you know, they say Molanas must make everything about food because they love food. So I told them, what's on the menu tonight? Then the menu tonight is Quran, the greatest book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said, who's the chefs tonight? Who's preparing this awesome meal? You have Ahlullah wa Khasa. You have those Qurra who are now taking it to the ultimate, you know, with the tajweed, the style, the voice, the pronunciation. Then I told them, you know, who's the host tonight? And tonight's host is none other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal himself. So I use that analogy of the food. So I say, people say, you know, ulama must make everything about food.
No, I just brought the topic up, you know, speaking about food as well as the Quran, and as the month of Ramadan is coming out, the month of the Quran, as well as, you know, sehri, iftar, whatever it might be. But perfect topic that we're speaking about.
Yes, you know, as you were speaking, as a child call, I was thinking to myself that the hype and the excitement in Madinatul Munawwara when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and this is what led to these young children coming to a hillock and, you know, singing Tala al-Badru alayna. In my recent ziyarat in Madinatul Munawwara, they showed us the actual place, you know, where the children came out to sing for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this makes you think that anything important brings excitement. And you know, a few years ago in South Africa, we had the Soccer World Cup, and I know it's quite a long ago, it was 2010, we're already now 7 years down the line, but it's a perfect example for us to understand that the World Cup wasn't only important during the actual World Cup or after, it actually started before. The hype, the excitement, the craziness, everything started months before the actual event. Why? Because people understood the value. People understood the importance of such an event in our country. People knew that, you know what, the possibilities are that we probably won't see another World Cup in this country for the rest of our lives, especially at the rate that the government is going currently. So people understood this, and people understood the importance in their eyes in terms of the world of soccer, how important and how valuable this event was going to be. So months prior to the event, people already started with their preparations. People started with the talk started outside the masjid, in schools, in the campuses. Everyone was talking about the FIFA World Cup. People were finding out prices. Which games can I go for? The opening ceremony, I have to be there. The closing ceremony, the World Cup final, the semi-finals. Where is it taking place? Is it in Durban? Okay, it's in Durban. I have to get accommodation. Let us book now, because closer to the time, accommodations prices are going to be out of this world. You know, let's see where we can get the best prices for tickets. When are tickets coming online? So that hype, that excitement started before, because we understood of the value and the importance of what was coming ahead. So similarly, as a Muslim, if we understand the importance, the event, and the potency of the month of Ramadan, then we won't wait for the month of Ramadan to say, okay, on the first night of Ramadan, then I will start increasing in ibadah. In the first day of Ramadan, then I will try and stop sinning. On the first day of Ramadan, I will try and increase in my nafil ibadah. We will start prior to the month of Ramadan. Why? So we get into system, we get into routine, we get into motion. So by the time Ramadan actually hits us, we're not starting, we're continuing and we're building on it. It's not something that we just have to kick off. Because if you start at the starting of the Ramadan, by the time you get rhythm, it's maybe 10, 15, 20 days already into the month. And before you know it, the month is gone. Some people don't even get to finish a khatam of Quran. Some people don't even get to read Tarawih Salah every night in the masjid, because, you know, you get weak, you get sick. Excuses pop up in front of you. So all of these factors play a role in how we view the month of Ramadan and how we look to the month of Ramadan. And as a mu'min, we're supposed to be having that excitement, that craziness from now. That's why the Prophet ﷺ taught us this, that 2 months before the month of Ramadan, he also started what he said, Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in these months, Rajab and Sha'ban. Why? Because the months that come after it, Ramadan, is far greater, and we need to reach that month. So if we don't have your barakah, your blessings, your rahmah, your sakina in these months, it's not going to make it easy for us in the month of Ramadan. And also many hadiths speak about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased in his fasting in the month of Sha'ban. Why? Because he was excited for the month of Ramadan. So that's what we're talking about. It's just probably over 30 days. It's just a month, 4 weeks. 4 weeks is nothing in today's time. We just remember, you can actually remember last Ramadan, you can remember last Eid, we can remember last year's Rihla. It was just few weeks, few moments behind us, and already another Ramadan on our doorstep.
So, Yusuf, you have words of wisdom there from you. And speaking about, you know, preparing and how for the World Cup people prepared, and then I don't know how on time, but it's, I think 40 days for reformation, and there's like just over 36 days to go before the month of Ramadan, and already people have to be prepared for the month of Ramadan. So they know those habits in ITF that are not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can maybe prepare ourselves and make ourselves correct, that we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, definitely. We have to see it. How did the objective, what's the objective of the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He's given us this month so that we can adopt taqwa, we can adopt Allah consciousness. And you know, you have to now see, prior to the month of Ramadan, what was my attitude? During the month of Ramadan, what have I done? And after the month of Ramadan, after the Ramadan, you now evaluate yourself and see, how has my life improved during this month? This month was my booster for the rest of the year. In this month, the shayateen are going to be locked up. It's like the December of a Muslim, the Christmas period of any Muslim. Like how no businessman will say, I'm going holiday before Christmas Day. Because he knows December period for him is peak time. It will be really stupid and really foolish for him to close his business and walk away. Some will say sometimes public holidays for businessmen are like that. You know, they won't sacrifice a public holiday, because you know everybody's going to do shopping on a public holiday, a weekend, a Saturday night. It's like a restaurant. You find a restaurant, it closes on a Saturday night. You're like, you know, this guy doesn't love money. He's really a Allah wala, and you know, he really doesn't want to. He doesn't want to make bucks. But so it will be really foolish. And you think about it, that's how we are living our lives currently. That's what we're doing. We don't understand the value of the month of Ramadan. We don't understand its potency and what effect Allah has put, and how Allah has made it easy for us to build in this month. And hence, we don't change our attitudes prior to the month. It becomes difficult during the month, and after the month, we suffer the consequences, because what we're going to achieve in this month is going to carry us for the rest of the year.
Absolutely true, Yusuf, or Admiral Yusuf. And speaking about it, it's like, you know, when you have a sale, if there's a 30-day sale or something, so you know that 1 month in the year, you're going to have a big sale, maybe like at least 60-70% off, or even 90% off. Everyone's going to try and make sure that even if they go the first day, they'll make sure that they can try and make, you know, go to that place every third, fast, 7, they try to capitalize as much as possible because they know they're not going to get that chance again. In the same way, the month of the Quran, Ramadan, it's that time of the year where we can try and attain the most out of it.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's now 33 minutes past the hour of 5. You're live on the Nizam Hour. We're just discussing a few things prior to this. One was how we can create a better environment in home. It got us into the discussion about what types of food people eat during the week and how the kitchens are closed during the week. And I got another message. Assalam Molana. The standard menu in some Muslim homes still exists. Kari kitchi still exists on a Friday menu. We do dawah programs, etc. And when we arrange to take pensioners out for a burger and coke, the one old lady cried. Subhanallah. The one old lady cried and said, "Is this big burger for me?" And another less fortunate kid also that we took out said, "Is this for me? I will eat the chips and take the burger home to share it with my mom and brother." La ilaha illallah.
Wow.
So we must make shukr if we eat out, don't waste, etc. And sometimes take out for the less fortunate child so our children can learn to appreciate. Inshallah, if we can play Mary Ma dedication to all mothers and wives who strive in the kitchen to make our stomachs happy. May Allah reward you well and grant you afiyah and barakah. This is a message from one of our listeners. Yes, a great lesson indeed. We are fortunate enough to be able to buy food every weekend. What about those who go months and years on end without tasting the restaurant food because they can't afford it? And you know, and here this listener Shane, an incident with us where they took out the less fortunate for an outing and he gave them a burger and chips and they were amazed by a simple burger and chips. Subhanallah.
This is a truly touching story there. And speaking about food, everyone's powering in their food or whatever they're having for supper. They're not getting coolers. We need coolers mostly. But WhatsApp messages are coming through. Someone just says, "Let me make you more hungry," and they send me a picture of nachos as well as potato bake. That's what they're having for supper. Yusuf?
That's just nasty. You know, that's like the Ramadan pictures. I remember doing a small clip on the brothers. They send you those Ramadan pictures and for all the nice echo wires and the prawns and everything. Another message coming through, and we were talking about Tala al-Badru Alayna, and the message comes in Arabic, and it says that a child entered the toilet area, and he began to sing, Tala al-Badru Alayna min thaniyat al-wada. And, you know, some people don't understand it. Sometimes they think because some people sing English songs in the bathroom, it's okay to sing English, nazams in the bathroom. But just be wary, especially if it has Allah's name, Allah's Rasul, Allah's name, you shouldn't be doing this in a place like this. Anyway, this child goes into the bathroom and into the toilet area and he starts singing, Tala al-Badru alayna. Right? So, his father came into the toilet and starts hitting him, so the child starts crying. So the mother asked him, "Why you hit the child?" So, the father replies saying, "Did you hear him? He was reading Quran in the toilet." So, the mother says, "No, he wasn't reading Quran. He was singing a religious nasheed." So, the father started crying. So, the mother said, "Now, why are you starting to cry?" He said, "No, because for the past 30 years, I've been reading this in Salah." he thought that Allah al-Badru was an ayah of Quran, so he was reading it in Salah. So this is just a humorous moment, a humorous joke that someone sent here on the WhatsApp messages because we were talking about Tala al-Badru and how the young ones came out to welcome Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's just maybe about 10 minutes to the Maghrib Adhan. We're going to fulfill the request of the listener. We're going to play a Mary Ma Nizam. We're going to ask our engineer, Brother Tai, to get that Nizam on the system for us so we can play it for them. And let's go to the dedication, even though Mary Ma, to all those who put effort in the kitchen. Whoever is part of the kitchen, whoever tries to make who plays a role in preparing the meal for you, whether it's some people have hired chefs and some people have people who take care of the cooking and cleaning of the house. So whoever it is, it's just to show some appreciation to these very individuals who spend a lot of time. You know, when you go in Jamaat Namaz, you can bear witness. Do this that when you have to prepare a meal, how long does it take?
It's we actually skip Talim and everything out, Yusuf. It's from 8 o'clock we're cooking for lunch.
Yeah, you know, when I went now in December, we were in one area, so a brother gifted us a goat. And I mentioned this on air also. And the brothers made mashwara and they said, okay, we're going to slaughter this goat and we're going to keep the meat and we're going to use it throughout the Jamaat. And what happened was, it came to Friday. Everyone wants rice on Friday. So it was our turn to be in khidma, and we had to prepare the meal. And it was myself, another alim from Lens, and another one or two youngsters, four of us in khidma, four people. And
sure.
We said, okay, it's Friday, we have to make a rice dish, let us try it out. We had to make basically, you'll say mutton curry and rice. So you had goat curry and rice. And we got the recipes, and we said, okay, we haven't done this before, but it shouldn't be that bad. We started 10 o'clock in the morning. We finished 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It took us 5 hours to prepare one lunch meal, which our parents and our families do on a daily basis. And, you know, we went from the basics, normally. It wasn't just the end part. You know, we had to take the meat. We had to clean it. We had to clean the cold meat. We had to slice off all the fat. That took a lot of the time. We learned how to make a vagar. Although our vagar, you know, the onions and tomatoes weren't really chopped up properly. We made the vagar. Plus, we were limited with pots. We only had one pot.
Right.
So we actually made the rice initially, and we left it one side. We put it in plates.
Right.
And we said we're going to make the tarkari, and we'll make it at the end when it's very hot. We'll pour the tarkari into another container, and then we'll just warm up the rice again. It was a fun and learning experience for us. I don't know if you experienced something similar to it.
Well, so before that, how many guys did you have to cater for?
Yeah, we were big jamaat. I think about 15 guys.
Okay, then you're okay, then you try to find out. I just think that every lesson in 6 hours, it takes 5 hours. Imagine if it was quite a big deal.
Yeah, we really have to be appreciative of the fact. And I know some of us are fussy, and I'm also, Allah forgive me, I'm also fussy when it comes to food. And often the meal that has been prepared with so much of effort, we don't realize. And that's why it's important to go out in efforts like the effort of Dawat and Tabligh, where you learn this. You learn the importance of these things, because when you do it, you do then realizing. Because now you have to do it yourself, and then you realize that your mother took so much time, or your wife took so much time, or your sister took so much time to prepare that meal. When eventually they place it in front of you and you frown, it really hurts them in the heart. It does hurt them. And Allah forgive us. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nature was that if he did not like something, he would not say anything bad. He would not frown, or he would not pull his face. Rather, he would just abstain from eating it, and he would eat from that which he liked. May Allah really make us realize how beautiful our Nabi was. It's just 40 minutes past the hour 5. We're going to go for a nasheed break, and when we return, we hope to take your call. Stay tuned.
Tere jaisi milegi kahan meri maa, 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 tu meri thi mera kul jahan, meri maa, 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 I'm not afraid. لب پہ ہر دم تیری تھی دعا میری ماں 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 تو میری تھی میرا کل جہاں میری ماں میری ماں میری ماں میری ماں میری ماں میری ماں میری ماں
Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and my co-host Norman Panjbaya. And we have just very few moments before the Maghrib Adhan. We were speaking earlier about different types of homes and different types of attitudes when it comes to the weekend. And that's how we got talking about people who just close their shops, I mean close their kitchens and close their homes for the weekend, and they're totally out of the homes. And we're talking about people who eat out very often during the weekend, and some people only eat out during the weekend. We get another message saying, Salam, when we were in Jamaat and we were with brothers, they said, we can treat you to a Richmond's biryani, baked beans and bread. And I learned that the more simple the meal is, the less faults we find. And the more we appreciate each meal, we just want... And that will allow us to be more appreciative for each meal. And I just want to say, we must encourage our family members to eat out of one plate, as this creates a lot of muhabba and keeps families united and strengthens the family bond. Definitely the muhabba that Allah puts when people eat together. And you learn this a lot when you go out in the path of Allah, when you sit with someone else and you learn to share, and you learn to forgo your right for the next person. You know, maybe you love that chicken fillet and there's one piece left in the plate, and now you're sharing with another person who also likes it, and you say, okay, I got a feeling this brother of mine, he likes this meat, I'm going to give it up for him for the sake of Allah, and I will eat another piece of meat. That you won't find if you are eating separately. That you won't find generally if you find separately. But besides all of that, Allah himself puts such barakah and such blessings in that type of meal when people come and united around one dish and the type and they eat together. And generally you see this in the path of Allah, and you see it also in the Darul Ulums, where people used to eat in what they call those big kunchas, and sometimes six or seven people sit around one huge plate and they eat, and you see tremendous barakah, and you see how much blessings Allah also puts in their food, that sometimes so little food becomes sufficient for a big group. It's now time for Maghrib Salah. We encourage all the menfolk out there, please leave your homes, take the young boys, take your sons, take them, all the menfolk from the home, proceed to the masjid, so that you may perform salah according to the tariqah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obeying Allah, the command of Allah. Remember, qiyamah is a fact. On the day of qiyamah, another fact, the first thing that we will be reckoned for, Allah makes mention through His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is we will have to give account for our salah. This is a reminder for myself, this is a reminder for you and for the entire ummah. Perform your salah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we leave this world where we don't have one salah in our account that has not been performed. We will meet again after the Maghrib break, so stay tuned. 22 minutes past the hour of 6. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and my co-host, Brother Norman Panjbhai. Yes, we had a fantastic first session on the Nizam Hour. We were discussing the household and how to create a homely effect in our homes. And they got us talking about foods and menus for the week. And I have more messages came through. Someone said in the picture on WhatsApp saying, eating is a necessity, but cooking is an art. Subhanallah. Eating is a necessity, but cooking is an art. Jazakallah to all those great artists, especially my mother, this listener saying. And he's also requesting, please play a nasheed to thank our mothers. Yes, definitely. Cooking is an art. Some have it, and some don't. So make sure you find a wife that does. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, I have scored. Lucky, la shukr. You know, you have to have, if you don't have a wife that can cook nice, it's problematic. Especially for those who love food. What do you say about that, Norman?
You're just talking about cooking being an art. You know, some people enjoy the art of eating as well. You know how they're going to eat specific things? Like, you know, they've got it set out, like, you know, a specific dish, I'm going to eat it in this way, a specific dish is like, you know what, there's no other alternative, but there's an art of eating. Maybe say butter chicken, it doesn't go with bread, it goes with rogni naan or whatever it might be. So that's an art of eating as well.
I thought you meant that people got art of eating was they only eat.
It's a bachelor of art in eating.
Bachelor of art in eating, definitely. A BAE. Yeah, we should introduce you to the university syllabus. But like you know, some people are very particular on how they eat certain things. One thing comes to mind, example, when people eat mug, they must, what they say, chero de roti. You know, make it into small pieces, and then they put it into the mug, and then they eat. I'm not one like that type, but generally that's how mug is eaten by Indians. I don't know what you say, Norman, do you eat mug?
Yeah, I think it's really eaten like that. It's eaten like bread or roti. And then I think there's one something like a dal. And then the dal must, like, you know, when it's a small piece of bread must be thrown inside. And then it's like the Indian version of dumpling.
The England, Indian version of dumplings. I think dumplings is also an Indian thing. I wonder what the sources of dumplings. Yes, we're very hungry on the Nizam Hour, but we're more hungry for your calls. 011-854-1548 is the number for you to dial to come on air. Your turn, your time to shine. And we do have callers. Norman, are you ready?
Let's take our first caller, man. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are
you? Just hold on one.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Safiya.
Safiya?
Si.
MashaAllah. Safiya, and where are you calling us from?
From Blackland.
Oh, okay. MashaAllah. And did you have supper already?
Si.
Did you have supper already?
Si.
And what did you eat? Pizzas, okay. Burgers. Did you have pizzas or burgers?
Surah Nas.
You are to read Surah Nas. Okay, Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلى جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك وانهار واستغفر إن كان توابا.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And what do you want our engineer to play for you? Which nasheed do you want to listen to?
Matu Matiyo.
Okay, inshallah, our engineer will try and play that for you, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Another nasheed request coming in here. Maulana Nazam of Maulana Imtiaz Sirat. Never lose hope. Please do play it for us. Okay, no problem. We will do that for you. You know, Norman, earlier on we had a listener saying that Salam Saturday supper is big in our house. Today we're having coated fish with chips and butter sauce. And I wonder if that listener is a Cockney, because the Cockneys love their fish. I have a friend of mine who's a Cockney, and I always trouble him. And I tell him, if you had it your way, Bakri time, you would slaughter fish.
How many shares do you get out of your mouth?
It depends. If you get it a whale, it's a shark, or it's a dolphin. But I always struggle, you know, and I always tell you, I say that, you know, you guys in the Cockney world, y'all, everything you'll eat the same as ours, but you'll give it a different name and make it sound fantastic and make it sound different, you know. So one day he calls me home, he tells me I'm going to give you the special type of tea, and it's called goticha. So I said, what? It sounds like a goat. So he tells me, no, it's hell of awesome. You have to come. So I go to his house, and the tea was good, you know. So I'm asking him, so now, what's the secret behind this goticha? So he tells me, I'll show you. I'll come to my backyard. A special type of plant that we put into the tea. And I go at the backyard, and I see, you know what, it's a normal green leaves that all our parents put in the tea. And I tell him, I mean, come on, man. This is a lemongrass. I don't have one. I have about 10 in my backyard. It's only special to the Cockneys. And I got the children in the maktab, so I asked them on Friday, what you eat? They tell me, mana salna. So I tell him, what? So they tell me salna. I say, what is it? They say, no, it's a chicken with rice. So I say, just say chicken tartari. They make it sound so fancy. I know if we have some Cockney listeners, they're going to give me some steak. But I just like to trouble him. He's my friend.
think those guys need to open a restaurant. Open a restaurant can make it sound like professional. Mm. So, like, you know, that's what if it may be sauna, and you'll order it, and then you'll just see rice and chicken coming up to your plate. So I think they're perfect to open a restaurant. For us, it's okay to open a, you know, like just a small stall in Calcrest in Coke.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. We should invite many of the Cockney families to move away from the butchers now and go into the restaurant business. I'm going to tell him this, inshallah. Let's take another call on the Nizam Hour. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Muhammad.
Muhammad, I'm going to ask you a favor. Can you ask them at home to take the radio volume button and turn it down so we don't get echo on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Jazakumullah. How are you keeping today, Muhammad?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how has your Saturday been?
I was playing soccer.
You're playing soccer. And where are you calling us from?
From Nelspruit.
From Nelspruit? So far. And what's your surname?
A Pandor.
You're a Pandor. And do you stay in Nelspruit or are you visiting in Nelspruit?
In Nelspruit.
Oh, Nelspruit, not Nelspruit. Okay, Nelspruit is also far. Okay, mashallah, Muhammad Pandor. And what are you going to do for us today, bae?
Kirat.
You going to read a kirat? Mashallah. What kirat you going to recite for us? Which surah?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Bismillah, you may begin.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that recitation from you. And tell me something, Muhammad, what nizam would you like us to play for you? But I don't think we should play it, I think you should sing it for us. You're singing it so well, MashaAllah. Sing one, two lines for us, Muhammad.
No.
Please, man, you sing it so nicely. See, even I can't sing it so nice like you. You want to give it a try? Okay, Bismillah, you can start.
I can't.
Okay, you can. Okay, you're going to learn from a few lines and you're going to phone in next week.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay, Jazakumullah khairan, my boy. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I don't know about you, Norman, but I really thought that the boy had great talent when he just started.
So the machine was starting to play in the background. when that played out. But inshallah, he'll try around like myself. I don't even know half the words that, you know. I'll just say, Metro Umati, and I'll say it like 10 times, and I'll be happy that I sang it.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Norman, I've just seen one message, and the reason I'm saying ameen is this a person who sent in the message saying eating is a necessity, but cooking is an art. So I mentioned that, alhamdulillah, you know, you have to find a good wife, Tahir, who's going to be your artist. So they say, mashallah, you have already found an artist, and to your co-host, may Allah grant him one great artist.
I mean, they can make round rotis,
right? Round rotis, and they say, but please don't be an artist in eating. That's one to see it, one to see it from the listener.
See, my YouTube is getting like so much into action today on social media. It's like, you know, we said callers, but actually it's turning into social media. Maybe they just want to talk to us on WhatsApp and the likes.
Yes, if you want to interact with us, 0727861548 is the WhatsApp number. Or alternatively, you can SMS us at 48855. And you can just, if you have the pluck and the courage, you can also phone in 011-854-1548. I suggest we go back to the line and let's see who we have on the line, Brother Tahir.
Let's call you. Let's take our call. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Salman.
Salman, mashallah. Salman, where are you calling us from?
Rainsford.
From Rainsford. Oh, okay, mashallah. And how's the atmosphere like in Rainsford, Salman? Are the people all like at the shops, or is everyone at home? Is it quiet in Rainsford? How is it? What is the atmosphere?
Salman, can you hear us?
Okay.
How's the atmosphere today in Rainsford? Is all the people at home? Is it quiet? Everyone at the shops?
No, we're at home.
All at home, mashallah. What are you going to do for us today?
A riddle.
A riddle? You're going to ask us a riddle?
Okay.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. It's been a long time since we've been tested with riddles. Okay, give it a go. Bismillah.
I am sweet on the inside. Mm-hmm. Rough on the outside, and I wear a crown. What am I?
I am sweet on the inside, rough on the outside, and I wear a crown. Is that correct?
Si.
Nu'man, do you know the answer?
Si.
Sweet on the inside.
Si.
Sweet on the inside, rough on the outside.
G, and I wear a crown.
Si.
Rough on the outside.
Okay, give us some time to think.
I'm going to pass it on to you.
To think for the answer, to think of the answer, and give the answer to our. Wait, I'm just thinking of it. Sweet on the inside, rough on the outside, and I have a crown. Is it a pineapple? Hey, no, man. I'm on top form.
Yeah, you're quite good with all of this, you know, like...
No, in actual fact, what happened is someone just sent the WhatsApp answer. I'll be honest.
You
see, this akalat of the caller, what nizam would you like us to play for you?
Qasida Burda.
Qasida Burda. Okay, inshallah, we will ask our engineer to play that for you, okay?
Okay.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Talking about the Qasida Burda, the previous caller phoned in and recited Surah Fatiha in such an ajib thing, you know. Imam Allama Busiri rahimahullah mentions in his Qasida Burda and he says, فَمَا تَعُدُّ وَلَا تُحْصَى عَجَائِبُهَا وَلَا تُسَامِي عَلَى الْإِكْثَارِ بِسَأَمِي مَوْلَا يَصَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. For those who don't know, Allama Busiri rahimahullah's Qasida Burda, which we know about the praise of Rasulullah s.a.w., is not only praising the Rasul of Allah, but every aspect of deen. He has different chapters. And this one couplet comes from the chapter which he... compiles and writes poetry on the Quran, and he says the Quran is so magnificent that you cannot count or comprehend the wonder which and the amazement that Allah, the amazing nature that Allah has placed in the Quran. And that doesn't stop there. Allah has put such power in this Quran that even though you recite it so much, it doesn't give room for any boredom to creep in. La ilaha illallah. Kalamul Muluk, Mulukul Kalam. That this is definitely the greatest book as it comes from the greatest Allah Rabbuna Jalla wa Ala. And this Surah Fatiha is a great example for every one of us. Every single day, in every salah, 5 times a day, for the rest of our life, we recite Surah Fatiha. But did you ever hear anyone say, I'm bored of Surah Fatiha? This is the power and the magnificence of the Quran which Allah has placed in no other book. Take it. I challenge you. You take Harry Potter or whatever book that has thrilled you in your life. Read it once. Read it twice. Read it 3 times. However many times you read it, there will come a time where you will get bored of it. The Quran is so amazing. In itself, it has so much beauty, and Allah has used us also to beautify the Quran. Billions of people with billion different voices. Every person is unique in the way he recites the Quran, and every person is unique in the way he beautifies the Quran. La ilaha illallah.
Jima, Yusuf, like, even if you're speaking about that, to reading a book 1, 2, 3 times, whatever book we might love also, and for a person to swat that book off also will be a mission, but the Holy Quran, it's, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen so many people to hold that Quran in their heart.
Yes, most definitely. And you know, there's many other scriptures that Allah has sent down to this earth, the Injil, the Torah, but Allah has never given the ability to people to memorize it. That's why today people from different religions are amazed when they see young boys who don't even understand Arabic, but Allah has given them the ability to memorize the Quran. And understand, O Muslim Ummah, that memorizing the Quran is the first step. The second step is for you to understand the Quran so that you may be able to practice on what the Quran teaches you. We often hear the hadith of the especially after you hear the Quran recitation and the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for a hafid that his parents on the day of Qiyamah will be given a crown, the radiance of that similar to if a son would to place in a house in this world greater than that. And but the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forget the aspect of making amal, not once but twice. The first time describing the hafid whose parent will be getting the crown, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a hafid who practices the Quran. And again in the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, if that is the condition of the crown, and that is the awesomeness of the crown that will be given to the parent, then understand and try to understand how amazing will be the crown and how amazing will be the reward for the hafid who practiced upon it. May Allah really make us among those who memorize the Quran and are able to make complete amal on the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. I think we can take another caller, Nu'man.
Let's take our next caller. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Fatima.
Fatima, mashallah. Fatima, where are you calling us from?
Lichtenberg.
From Rustenburg or Lichtenberg?
Lichtenberg.
Lichtenberg. Oh, okay, mashallah. And how is it in Lichtenberg? Quiet, busy?
Quiet.
Quiet, why?
It's nice.
Is it nice when it's quiet?
Si.
Oh, okay, so when you come to Joburg, does it become too busy then?
Si.
Oh, okay, mashallah. And how are you doing, Fatima?
Alhamdulillah.
And how has your weekend been? How has your Saturday been?
Nice,
mashallah. What did you do?
I was playing with my brothers.
You were playing with your brothers. Oh, okay, mashallah. And what are you going to sing for us something? Are you going to read for us Kirat? What are you going to do?
I'm going to say a riddle.
You're going to say a riddle?
Okay.
I hope you get my use of this one. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
We are created by Allah from Noor, light. We are also known as Malaika. We carry out Allah's orders. We are made to serve Allah.
We have been created from Noor and light. We are also known as Malaika, and we have been created to?
We created
to serve Allah.
We carry out Allah's orders, and we made to serve Allah.
Can you repeat the last part?
We carry out Allah's orders. We are made to serve Allah.
Oh, we carry out Allah's orders and we are made to serve Allah. Nu'man, I got one right in the account.
Is it so Malaika can be in it, right? Because the angel is part of it. Why, Yusuf?
Yeah, but she mentioned
okay,
it already.
We can't say the word angels.
I think you can say you, Maulana Yusuf.
Maybe
says I'm like an angel. Tahir, do you know the answer? Okay, I'm going to ask you to leave the answer with our engineer Tahir, okay?
Okay.
We're going to leave it open to our listeners and let's see if they can get the answer, all right?
Okay.
So don't hang up and give him the answer, okay?
Okay.
Jazakumullah khair. What would you like us to play for you?
Junaid
Jamshed. Okay, Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. We have a list of few nasheeds that our listeners have requested us to play. We're going to ask Brother Tahir to play, starting off with Metu Ummati Ho, Mawlana Imtiaz, Sidat, Never Lose Hope. Also, someone is asking, I'm just looking for it, another nasheed by Hafiz Abu Bakr. Okay, so three nasheeds. We're going to go for a short nasheed break, and when we return, we take your calls. Stay tuned.
Many times when I feel alone, so confused, I know that you will help me through. When I fail, I just look up in the sky. I know it's a blessing in disguise. My brothers, my sisters, never lose hope, never lose hope from the mercy of Allah. There are times when I feel there is no hope, I need to hope.
Alhamdulillah, munshi al-khalq min adam, thumma as-salah على المختار في القدام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم آمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زد دم عن جرام مقلد بدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبات الريح من تلقائك ظلمات أو مضى البرق في الظلماء من إظام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما لعينيك إن قلت كفوفا همدا وما لقلبك إن قلت استفيق جاهل مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أيحسب صب أن الحب منكتم ما بين منسجم منه ومغطرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلال ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعالم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام مولاي صل
Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat and Nu'man Panjbaya. And we have played some of the requests by our listeners. One, Min Me'utu Ummati, Never Lose Hope, and Qasida Burda. Another message coming in saying, Salams, how are you keeping? We'll be interested to know what are your favorite foods. Nu'man, what is your favorite food?
I think mine would be like butter chicken or maybe like saucy steak, but like fillet steak, and maybe with naan, with butter naan.
Normally, they said one thing. You went and gave three things.
Like, you know, sometimes when you have like, one favor, but then when you have a lot of it, then you get, like, put off. So, you know, it's like it's good to have, like...
Norman says he has a favorite for every day. Is it Monday's favorite, Tuesday's favorite? I'm quite the same. I don't have anyone that's particularly my favorite. Although I'm a very... extreme love of mug. My mother would tell you that, you know, if she ever has to leave me on holiday and go away for a week, she can just put a pot of mug in the fridge and that would be sufficient. But there's many other foods that I really love, and that's like also same with I love butter chicken. I'm a chicken lover. Chicken right. Fillet, you know, so most of my favorites come with that. And also there's I'm just thinking now it's butter chicken is one also, saucy chicken, and there's one more. It's slipping my mind right up, prawns. Yes, so I do fall a little bit on the cockney side of life. I do have some fish in my... But it's very difficult to say what's your most favorite meal. But you do have your few that are, you know, in the top of the range, you know, the most wanted list.
Right.
You know, whenever they phone you, say, what do you want to eat today? You say, this. But we just had it last week. And we just had it the week before. I say, it's fine. We can have it every week because it's my favorite. Okay. I don't know, Norman, do you get your way at home?
I do because, like, you see, as I was saying, I'm here to feed. It's not what some fancy food is at home. So, okay, now I'm the one. Actually, I'm the one. I'll play it out. I'll be honest. I'm the fancy foodie. So, I think maybe one, two dishes need to be made every day. I'm going to go for more of the chicken fillet. The only meat is not for me. And seafood is also not for me. So, I'm like more like a pasta and chicken fillet guy. So I think there are five dishes or another two dishes need to be made. One like to cater for the big, like the family itself, and then one for the, you know, the loner.
The black sheep. Let's go back to our line 011-854-1548. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Muhammad Amir.
Muhammad Amir, where are you calling us from?
From Port Elizabeth.
From Port Elizabeth. That's a very, very, very far place for me. How are you keeping today, young boy?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And are you enjoying the Nizam Hour?
Yes.
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food?
Chicken biryani.
Chicken biryani is your favorite food, mashallah. And when last did you have chicken biryani?
Last week.
Last week? Yes. Okay, mashallah. And what are you going to do, Fazi? Are you going to sing Fazi in a sheet?
No, I'm going to read you some amount of chocolate.
Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وخلقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وخلقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادم إلى ربك كدحا فملاكي وما من أوتي كتابه بمنين وسوف يخاسب حسابه يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لا يحورا فلا إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسع لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون فللذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يؤون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر ممنون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the recitation from you. What nizam would you like us to play for you?
Hey little fishy.
Hey little fishy at the bottom of the ocean. Okay, jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Yes, there was a young boy all the way from Port Elizabeth. Another message came in saying, Salam, my favorite food is the food I eat when I am hungry the most. Top one. That's a very good one, eh?
And another one coming through here on my WhatsApp. If you want breakfast in bed, sleep in the kitchen. that's a good lesson, that. If you want breakfast in bed, sleep in the kitchen.
I don't know if you got spoiled and you would get breakfast in bed then, Oman.
I would actually get shouting for eating even sweets in the room.
I am the youngest in the family, and I always get picked on to say that I always got favored by my mother, who would often bring for me my food to the room. You know, sometimes that habit still is there, you know, even now till after I'm married. Sometimes I just don't feel like going to the kitchen, and I just tell my wife, bring the food to the room. And it's not a healthy habit, but sometimes it just makes you feel nice. What you say, Tahir? Tahir says, I don't want to hear anything. I want to come on the Nizam Hour, and I want to sing. So, Norman, Tahir is there to bring him back on air here. So, he says he downloaded the lyrics, Mete Umatiho, and he's ready to sing it for us. Are you ready to introduce him, Norman?
Yes, so, you know, normally we say, like, you know, a person doesn't need an introduction, but Brother Tahir likes to stay away a lot, you know, behind the scenes. So, we have to say it's Brother Tahir Khan, also known as Tahir Tays on Instagram. You want to follow him. And yes, Tahir Khan is ready to make this Nizam our rock by Yusuf. How's that for an introduction?
I say there's nothing left after the introduction but to hear the man himself.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Yusuf and Oman.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's very good to hear the man behind the screen. Normally, you just see him normally mimicking his mouth and trying to figure out what is he saying. But this time, we actually get to hear him, Oman.
Well, I thought that, you know what? Because I'm so much behind the scenes, I need to, like, you know, I need my voice to be heard.
Your voice to be heard. Okay, let's hear your voice on the Nizam Hour.
Okay, so I'm gonna read the Nizam from Sinai Jamshed. Metu Ummati.
Okay, bismillah. Okay.
I just got nervous. So
there's no present for you and there's no prize.
Okay, it's fine. I don't have a problem. But I'm just got nervous, so just, like, hear me out.
No problem, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
میں تو امتی ہوں اے شاہ امم کر دے میرے آقا اب نظر کرم میں تو امتی ہوں اے شاہ امم کر دے میرے آقا اب نظر کرم میں تو بھی سہارا دامن بھی ہے خالی نبیوں کے نبی میں تو بھی سہارا دامن بھی ہے خالی نبیوں کے نبی تیرے شان ہے نرالی میں تو امتی ہوں شاہ امم کر دے میرے آقا اب نظر کرم میں تو امتی ہوں شاہ امم کر دے میرے آقا اب نظر کرم
ماشاءاللہ
you know when they say you have hidden talent نعمان then it's not so much hidden we can see but his talent is hidden MashaAllah, Tahir. What a brilliant effort from your side. I see he was getting used to the words. We're going to give him a few more weeks, inshallah, to practice it and polish it. And inshallah, maybe after 2-3 weeks, we're going to have a full edition of Tahir here on the Nizam Hour singing Meta Ummati Ho. Share your comments with us. What do you think about his recital? I know we are blown away here, but let us see what you have to say. 072-786-1548. We have 3 callers. We have 5 minutes. Let's see what we can do. Caller, you're live in here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Sheikh, maaf me. Norman's got a beautiful voice. Let him sing also, please. Eh?
No problem.
My children are singing here.
No problem. Uncle, what's your name?
Hassan.
Hassan. Okay, this is a special request from Uncle Hassan for Norman to sing, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullah khair for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Yes, let's run to the callers before we get Norman to sing for us. We're not going to ask him. We're going to tell him today to sing. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Safiya.
Safiya. And Safiya, what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to say a riddle.
You're going to say a riddle for us. Okay, bismillah.
A man arrived on his horse on Friday, and he left 2 days later on Friday. How is that possible?
The horse's name was Friday.
Yeah.
And he arrived on a Wednesday. Ah, and I never even use WhatsApp for this one. Masha. But I've always been leading on the Nizam Hour. You just have to look at my track record. You'll see. MashaAllah today for the call. Assalamu alaikum. Going to our last caller for the evening. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Maryam.
Maryam. What are you going to do for us today, Maryam?
Mulana, I want to sing Surat al-Buruj.
You want to read for Suratul Buruj?
Si.
Okay, no problem, but you can't read the entire surah because we're short with time, okay?
Okay, so I'll read half.
Okay, jazakumullah khair. Bismillah, you may begin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنون بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتحوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير
ما شاء الله. What does would you like us to play for you?
رقة عينا
يا شوقا. Okay, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Mulana?
G.
My sister wants to sing.
Your sister wants to sing. Tell her we can give her half a minute.
She?
We'll give her 30 seconds to sing.
Okay, yes, she is. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Is your sister on here? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And what's your name?
Khadija.
Khadija, what are you going to sing for us?
Hey, little fish.
Hey, little fish. I'm going to give you 30 seconds only, okay?
Okay.
Jazakumullah khairan. Bismillah, you may begin.
Hey, little fish in the bottom of the ocean, moving along in a really cool motion. Did you ever wonder where you came from? Who is the Lord of all creation? The little fish said, that's my little love, hater of our souls. Hey, little butter, way up high, light up the sky with your colors shine. Tell me who made you and I, me to walk and you to fly. The little bird said, that's my Lord, hello, the butter, Lord Allah, the creator of our souls.
Jazakumullah khairan. What lesson would you like us to play for you? Okay, we've lost it. Okay, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. Many messages coming here. A lot of surprises today. We've seen Sheikh Usama after a very long time. Sheikh Usama, ahlan wa sahlan to you. We had Brother Tai singing for us, Met Ummati, or some of our listeners saying, MashaAllah, what a beautiful rendition. May Brother Junaid Jamshed, rahimahullah, receive all the reward for that rendition. Someone else saying, yeah, not one, two, but three thumbs up for Tahir. MashaAllah, very beautiful. Salam Mulana, the youngster who read just now the ayah, sajda ayah. Please do remind listeners who are listening to make one sajda to tilawa. Yes, jazakallah for that. Another one coming in, we request Nu'man to sing. Yes, yes, yes. No request needed. Oh, it's happening today. Yes. It's happening, inshallah, on the Nizam hour. We will go over time if we have to, but we will hear Nu'man, inshallah. But before we hear Nu'man, Nu'man has some news for us regarding next week in the Nizam hour. Nu'man, enlighten our listeners.
Yes, Yusuf, inshallah, the Nizam Hour team will be coming to Durban, inshallah, for the Hartley Fair, and the Nizam Hour will be live from the stage. So everyone that will be there, inshallah, we request the youngsters, the kiddies, everyone to come there. We'll have goodies for all of them that will be coming, inshallah. And yes, so those that are in the Durban area, come through to the Hartley Fair. It's the entrance is free, so you don't have to pay for anything, and then that will be your time to shine. Imagine in front of the home crowd, whoever might be sitting there, and you'll be live on the Nizam Hour. So inshallah, that is something we need to look forward to. And I think I'll sing on the stage also next week, huh?
You will sing on the stage, and I hear with you, you'll be having Walid Bata and another young soul by the name of Ridwan Chunara sharing the platform, inshallah. So for all of those there going to the Hati Fair, be sure to be there on Saturday between 5 and 7 p.m. because the Nizam Hour is going to be rocking from this front stage at the Hati Fair. I won't be there, unfortunately, so it won't be that awesome. No, man.
Oh, no, inshallah,
we'll
get you on my
YouTube channel. No, I'm just joking. But inshallah, Nu'man will be there with the entire Radio Islam team. Make sure you go and visit them. Make sure you experience a live Nizam Hour broadcast. I love it. I can't wait for Ramadan. Every weekend we go out for a live outside broadcast. It's one of my highlights in the year when it comes to the Nizam Hour. So yes, you can experience it this year because they will be coming to the Hartley Fair and you can enjoy the Nizam Hour there. But before we conclude, Nu'man, it's all yours.
Well, you could be going to get me into trouble, yeah, but I can now reject also, yeah, I can hustle, I know you quite well also. So, yeah, I think it was plain. I think by the time I shouldn't have allowed it to come on, eh. But I'll think for 30 seconds if that's fine.
Bismillah. Your 30 seconds of fame.
And I think the buzzer needs to go off, like, if I go off off track also.
No, we'll just keep it at the 30 seconds. Don't worry, no one. Bismillah.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي خير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله إلا الله.
تدرس أنت في سكن رمضان. I say there's less than 30 seconds.
It actually went into 40
seconds. MashaAllah, Jazakumullah khairan for that, Nu'man. Yes, we're sharing some talent on the Nizam Hour today. Local, very local talent coming closer to home. We had Nu'man, and I don't know, perhaps next on the Dini, just Brother Tufail Patel will come out from the closet and he will sing for you as well, inshallah. From myself, inshallah, from myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, our engineering team shared by Brother Tahir and Brother Usama, Brother Tufail Patel sitting in waiting for the teenagers, Uncle Mohsin in the front, and my co-host Nu'man Panjbaya. Until next week, where we will be coming live to you from the Hartley Fair. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.